The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington and co-host Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America. 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Right to your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank our new listeners. I want to thank the old listeners, older listeners. Thanks for joining us at The Barrington Show. If you're new to us, you know that we talk about spirituality all the time. We try to get you on your path of spirituality, and we generally just want you to listen and just think about what we're saying. Give it an idea so you could take a journey into spirituality.
Awesome. Okay, are you ready for today's show? I know that we're talking about how to meditate and the benefits of meditating and why one should meditate, because it does help to improve your life and your health and your well-being and your positive thinking process.
Right, I want to thank everybody. We've been talking for a long time about putting up a YouTube bit about the Barrington Show and spirituality. So I thank those who've gone there and take a look at it, and thank you for liking it. And it's up there. We're going to be doing more. It's on YouTube at Barrington Awaken.
Yep.
And that's it. So it's there waiting for you. So thank you very much for joining us. And we're going to talk today. We're on the topic of meditation. So we're going to talk about meditating. And in doing that, we're going to give you the benefits of meditating and why it's really important for you to learn, study, become a part of the meditation. So today's topic, the first part, we're going to talk about meditation. And we're going to try to get you involved in what it's like to meditate. A lot of people ask all the tough questions about it. I know, just from meditating, it really changes your life. It opens up that door for you to explore everything that's available.
Okay. Can you tell us the story about the bottle lid effect of meditating? Can you talk to us about that? I like that story that you share with us.
We've talked about the jar effect, about meditation, and what it really does for you. So you try to imagine yourself as a jar with a lid. And everything that you are is in that lid. Your mood, your emotion, your attitude, your likes, your dislikes, everything that exists for you is in that jar. Meditating is allowing you to remove the lid from the jar and allowing you to connect to all that there is. So whatever is inside that jar will merge out and connect to everything else. That's where you'll find your wisdom, your knowledge, your awareness. It offers a lot of calmness. So the easiest way I could say it is remove the lid from the jar and allow the goodness, like yourself, to merge into all that there is. You connect to the existence of everything by removing the lid from the jar.
Is the jar the physical body?
The jar represents the physical body. The jar is you, and whatever is on the inside of the jar is what you've collected over the years of being taught, culture, religion, politics, all those things, and you kind of get it all bottled up, no pun intended. But you want to be able to remove that lid and allow the goodness to flow and connect to all that there is throughout the universe. So that's why we teach meditation.
And all that there is, what is all that is? I know in your book, Awaken Ascension Guide Aligned to Your True Purpose, you speak of all that is. So tell us.
Well, everybody has a name. You know, we've said this on the show before. Some people say God. Some people say Messiah, the Holy Grail. Some people say
the Big Bang.
The Big Bang. We
Goddess,
say all that there is
creator.
That exists in the universe is everything. And allowing yourself to connect to everything will give you the privilege of understanding everything because you're now being aware of being a part of it. I said to you in last week's show that should a dog have a puppy, that puppy is still a dog, just a smaller version of it. So you can use that analogy or illustration to determine that we are a part of all that there is. We are a part of the universe in a smaller version of it.
Okay.
Meditating allows you to connect to all of it. It also teaches you the connectivity among everybody or everything that is alive on this planet. We're all connected to it.
All right. And what is your definition of universe, Barrington?
The definition of universe.
Yeah, your definition.
Everything that exists, all that exists, is what we represent as a universe. Now, if you talk to the scientists, you'll say, this is it, and it continues. I think it continues.
Multiverse. There's a multiverse.
I think it continues forever, because if you were to go to the edge of that universe, there's more space. And you go to the next edge of the other one, there's more space. So it's just the entirety of all things. And this is why I label it all that there is.
Okay, so for you, is universe like one expanding everything of sky and cosmos? Yes?
Yeah.
So, okay, because when we look at multiverse, scientists say there's different universes because of what survives or the different diversities within certain space. So they tend to have categorized them into like 1 to 6. I don't know if there's more now. So for you, universe is everything, everywhere,
the entirety,
one source, the whole of everything.
The entirety of everything.
Awesome.
Is all that there is. You're connected to it. You're not separate. You're not in a small container anymore.
Right.
You are a part of all that exists.
Okay, because
so
I know there's two definitions of universe.
Right.
So you're saying you're going with the flow of universe is all that is everything.
All that is.
Awesome.
Is connected.
Okay,
so if you're talking about, and you know, like I said earlier, you call it God, you call it Messiah, you call it Jehovah, you call it whoever you want to.
Yeah.
You label it as you will.
Yeah.
But it is still connected to all.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and it is connected to all that there is.
Okay. We have an email from Jason. Jason writes, hello, Barrington and Mary. Barrington, that jar analogy is awesome. There you go. What a take on life. Thanks for helping me relax this afternoon. You are the best. Thanks. JJ from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thanks, Jay. JJ, Jason. I've been thinking all week of trying to get people to understand what we're saying about wanting to connect to the universe. So when a child comes to this planet, he or she is quite open, without a lid. But we raise them in our own fashion to believe this religion, believe that name, believe this politics, privileges, lesser, all those things, and they harden up and become that one. So thank you for acknowledging that, saying to somebody, remove the lid and allow yourself to connect to the existence of what you were before you came here is the idea that I wanted to come up with this week. So thank you for acknowledging that, Jason, from Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada. So thank you very much.
Okay, Barrington. So I might have skipped ahead a little there a moment ago when I was asking you to tell us your story. Okay. So benefits, because that to me, that was part of the benefits of meditating. So now as you give us the rest here, your details, we can think about taking the lid off.
Well, I hope people will decide to remove the lid.
Okay.
You know, just don't think about it. And I said to you before, you don't think about it. Just try it and do it. So if you're thinking about reading the label, the ingredient and the side of the package that you're going to eat, food you're going to eat, you'll never get to taste it. You'll never get the flavor of it by reading the label. You got to go into it and experience it.
Nice.
So just don't read the label. Take the jar lid off and go for it. And you'll see the benefit. You'll feel the rewards.
Okay. Would you like me to read the email from Kim, or do you want to talk a little bit about the benefits? Okay, I'll go ahead and read from Kim. Kim writes, "Good afternoon, folks. Sitting here relaxing, listening to you. Beautiful conversation. Wow, so much to learn about life and the universe. Yes, I also loved the analogy of the jar and lid. Awesome, Barrington. You're a genius." Ah, genius, Barrington.
Thank you.
He's got a big smile on his face.
Thank you, Kim. I need to be able to reach the audience and have them to be able to relate to what we're saying. And I found out that you'll come on board if you understand it. And I'm always looking for ways for you to reach in and to be able to relate to what we're saying. There's no sense of me telling or saying all these things if all you're hearing is wah, 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 and it's not going to work for you. So we're constantly looking for methods to get this image out there. So thank you for, apparently this analogy is working really well. So thank you for acknowledging that. And thanks for the email.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. Okay, we have an email from Riley. "Hello, Barrington Radio Show. I am a first-time listener from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I heard about your radio show from a friend of mine that listens to you each and every week. Looking forward to all of the information that you teach us. Thank you, Riley."
Thank you very much, sir, and I appreciate that. Thank you for joining the show. We're the Barrington Radio Show. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock until 4, and we talk spirituality generally. We give good advice, I think, and we're trying to get people to come on board with us and appreciate what needs to benefit our lives. What you do is a step for you to improve your life, to make a greater asset of yourself for you. Not the man, not anybody else, just for you. So if we figure out a way for you to step into this a new way of thinking, you will appreciate what we have to say for you or to you.
Yes, and Riley, if you're female, we're acknowledging that. We're not sure with the name. Okay, so if you are interested, you can visit the website. Barrington's website is www.barringtonawaken.com, and his Instagram is @BarringtonAwaken. Barrington's book is Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose by Barrington, Channeling by Mary, available at amazon.ca and amazon.com.
Thank you. Oh, I want to say Riley wrote in and said that he got the information from somebody else, another person who has told him about the radio show. I appreciate that. I'm hearing that quite a bit. And when we take a look at our stats, the listenership is getting greater, bigger, broader, more people are joining in. So thank you for your good work out there. Remember, this is our family and we're working at it together. Your input is why I'm here. Thank you again.
Ah, one big family. Okay. Would you want to share some of your benefits for meditating?
Back on the topic of meditating, you've received the analogy of removing that lid. Let me just say, it's not going to be easy. Some of those lids are stuck, screwed on, glued down, and been there for a long time.
Uh-oh.
But I do know that a consistent effort towards it will have it loosened. And you will acknowledge it the minute your lid's loose, not to flip it, just to loosen it up a little bit. And then a greater path will present itself to you as you journey down the meditative path. We talk about what happens when someone sits still and try to meditate. Now, you constantly get interruptions and thoughts, and you're thinking, oh, I forgot to do this and the grocery list and this. And okay, so you don't entertain the thought, you don't dwell on it. The minute you acknowledge that you've stepped away from your moment of not thinking, of being still, let that thought just run through and move back and go to what you were doing before you allow that thought to have play. Okay, so it's going to come in. It will never stop. But you'll get really good at not allowing yourself to take on that thought, you know, oh, I got to go do my groceries or whatever you do. So you have to allow that thought to just go right through and don't sit on it.
Okay, and I would imagine that focusing on your breath, breathing in and out, the inhale and exhale, also helps you to not be paying so much attention to your thoughts if you're focusing on your breath, which you call the breath of life.
Some people, like, there's many different methods of meditating, and I'm trying to look at the easiest way to present this to somebody who's brand new to it. So there's a lot of people who don't focus on the breath. They just go there and empty out the head. That's kind of what I do. I tend to just don't have a thought, try not to have a thought. And slowly but surely, my lid will loosen up, you know, within time. But you try not to have a thought. And you will take a while for you to become a master at it or to get good at it, to bypass all the clutter of the day or the week or even just the moment with your family. You will get cluttered. It happens. Some days you're tired, some days you're not tired. And if you're falling asleep, forget about it. Go lay down. Go sleep. Don't allow it to be painful for you. Just concentrate on what you're trying to do and allow the goodness of the universe to flow in you.
Okay, so you're saying that if you are meditating and you happen to fall asleep, that's okay. Just let your body rest and do what it needs to do.
That's what the body is calling for at that moment, so go with it.
Okay.
The meditating thing will increase your wisdom. You will notice, and other people will notice about you, that you're going to be more calm, more laid back, more relaxed. You won't be as uptight, and it'll definitely improve your sleeping habits. So if you're having a struggle with sleep, try doing a bit of meditating before that sleep time pops up on you, and just allow yourself to unwind, shut the brain down, take it easy, cruise for a little bit, and then try your sleep. Because usually, for a lot of us, the reason why we're not sleeping is just the hamster's running too fast, if you know what I mean. You're just going too much is happening too fast. So allow yourself to just slow it down.
I know that some people, their brain is so busy and it's just going around and around and around, and they're trying to not add thoughts, as you're teaching us here, not to have more thoughts and focusing on the thoughts. So if you have a really busy brain, how do you slow it down, stop it from doing what it's doing?
Okay, so I don't really know what a busy brain is, but if
thoughts
you have
just running through a thought, like they're running through, but you can't settle them in order to calm yourself, to rejuvenate, to restore, to connect. The thoughts just don't stop. Like, I've had people come to classes that say they can't make the thinking go.
This is where the sitting still and allowing yourself to concentrate on not letting the thoughts control, not letting them take over. When you get a thought of, oh, I got to check my oven stuff, let it go, because you're busy meditating right now. It will take a little bit longer for those who are as busy as you've just described, but it is something that you can do. It is something that you could do. You're able. It's in you. Just take it one step at a time. And maybe your first couple of days or maybe a couple of weeks, you didn't even crack that jar. But stay to it. Stay into it. We'll slow down the thoughts. And you'll notice maybe right off the jump when you first start meditating that you're just always thinking of something else. Well, let me say this. The brain will never be without a thought. It will never be without a thought. Now, we're just trying to get you to get it down to one or two as opposed to 12 or 20. You know what I mean? So just slow it down and take your time and go through it. The benefits are amazing for you. Your wisdom will increase. You know, you won't have fear. You will not fear anything because you're now connected to the universe. You understand? You're now connected. You're a part of the universe, and there's no fear that exists. This will take some time for you to get to.
So you're more centered. You're more into understanding that you're part of a greater whole, and that's the grounding force, the centering force.
You're a bigger self. That's right. You're bigger. You're powerful. The little mundane things won't affect you like they used to. You'll learn to relax and take it easy because all of a sudden your whole demeanor, you become more innocuous of, you know, just laid back and enjoy the universe because you thought that big, massive power that you are, you will now realize that you're just a small little piece of a much bigger crowd and you'll appreciate that.
Okay, so
you're
in higher awareness.
Much higher awareness.
All right. And just in case you do have your oven on and you're meditating, make sure you turn it off before because Barrington made that comment. I think he made it for a reason. So make sure that all those things are taken care of before you go meditate, just in case you fall asleep. Okay, so benefits of meditating. So you're talking about integrating information and wisdom and thinking on a higher level of awareness.
This is what naturally occurs. Like I said, when you're a little baby, you're not, you don't, that lid's not really on yet.
Yeah.
That comes in about where attitude, ego,
conditioning,
class, conditioning, all those things will just tighten up that lid and allow you to be stuck and thinking that this is it. But if by practicing spirituality and practicing meditation, you'll learn that there's a lot more to it.
Okay.
The meditative state, like I said, is just removing that lid.
Yes. And I also know that when we meditate, the pineal gland brings light into the body and produces melatonin, which helps the body to become more calmer. So that's also assisting us when we focus on the center of our brain, on the pineal gland, if that also helps with the settling down and the calming effect. Because you're going to be producing melatonin, the actual hormone that allows you to calm. And the pineal gland receives light. And that's important that we're bringing our own light through our body.
One of the biggest change, yes, the light comes into the body. One of the biggest changes you'll notice is how you're reacting or interconnecting with other people and other things. You'll notice these things right off the jump. So being into a state of meditation will bring you more of a presence of yourself, and it'll teach you how to be still. I'm telling you, it's an amazing tool. It's an amazing tool that's being offered to you today for free.
And you're also allowing yourself to resonate with what you call the true self, with your core truth, your core identity. When you're meditating, you're allowing those energies to merge and form and move about the body. Correct?
Yep.
Awesome.
Craig from San Antonio, Texas, is just saying that he's a brand new listener. He wants to say hello and to let us know he's there. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Craig, for listening, and
from
welcome
Texas.
To the Barrington Show.
Welcome to the Barrington Show, and you're experiencing a talk about spirituality. Join us. Enjoy the show.
And we're always here Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's when we begin, and we're here for an hour with you. You're part of the family.
I wanted to mention earlier, we've done a whole spiel on meditation and stuff. If you're going to set up a space in your house, in your wherever you're going to garage, wherever you're going to meditate, office, that you can be consistent with, try lighting a white candle without burning your house down, because I don't want to be responsible for that. Try lighting a light candle and have it sit beside you as you meditate. The white candle sort of cancels out a lot of the negativity that comes in just from what exists. So if you're able to sit still at your table, and there's more meditative methods for people who are a little bit more advanced in meditating, you know, get some earth, get some water, get a whole bunch of the elements around you. But for now, we're trying to bring you up to starting meditating. And one of them is, like I said, just if you can and you're able, get a white candle.
Okay, so
light it when you start your meditation.
I know that you want to get a natural as you can, and a white candle represents purity, oneness, and gratitude. And make sure you follow the instructions and the safety guidelines so you're nice and tucked in when you're meditating. And if you're moving into more advanced meditation, you can smudge to clear and shift the energy in the area where you're meditating. You can use wood like Palo Santo, incense, essential oils.
Yeah.
And plants like sage, cedar.
These are the things we talked about that today. These are the things that we're talking about that we don't want to introduce that to the new meditators because it becomes a little confusing at time. We want to get you on the path, get you comfortable on the road. And when you're sitting there and you're not comfortable, we can introduce a lot of other aids that will get you down there a lot faster. If you're the advanced meditation person and you know what you're doing, yes, you probably are already familiar with these ointments and oils and all these things, but let's start the journey with learning how to meditate first.
Okay, and also keeping your area clutter-free. And, you know, when you started to meditate, how did you work it out? I know you had family. How did you work it out so that you could actually get your quietude, you could have your few moments to do what you needed to do just to help out people who maybe have a busy family?
My meditation actually started many, many years ago. I was still a teenager. But, you know, I've always had my little own quiet space that I could go to. But today, you need to secure. What I did when I had an office in the house, and I would say to my children, if I have this light on, which was a red light, don't come in my office. Don't interrupt me. I'm meditating. So they grew up knowing that, oh, there he goes. We're not going to go in the office. And they would give me my time and my space. If you can find that within your space, that's awesome. If not, and you don't want the whole world to know that you're going to meditate because that's when they have all the questions for you, you're going to have to secure your own time somewhere.
So maybe a little sign on the door.
And then challenge it. Sign on the door and then challenge it.
Okay. Thanks, Barrington. We have an email from Clyde. Wow, can I relate to my brain not slowing down at night when I try to wind down and fall asleep? It is very hard. I have tried deep breathing meditation and exercise. Nothing seems to work as I do not know how to sleep. I just know how to pass out. Any tips on maybe food or drink to help me sleep? Thank you for any tips that you may have for me.
I went through that phase a while ago, and it happens every now and again. What I do for me is I check how much, see if I'm dehydrated. And just before I go to bed, not just before, because then you'll be up all night having to go to the bathroom. But, you know, a few hours before I go to bed, I'll check my water levels, and I drink a lot of water. And I find that if I'm hydrated, I sleep better than when I'm not. So that's one method that works for me. And don't eat late, you know, because the body's doing its own thing right away when you're trying to sleep. So if you can also cut off the food intake a few hours before you need to go to bed, it'll also do very well for you. I was told many years ago that you're probably better off eating when the sun's up and stopping before it goes down, and do that way because the body reacts to it. We also wake up with the sun, and we also fall asleep with the sun up and the sun down. So the body and the digestive system and everything that we're a part of actually works on that same clock. So if you find yourself having that midnight snack, knock it off.
Okay, Barrington's given us the rules here. All right, so for Clyde, make sure you're hydrated during the day so that you're sleeping well at night, and try the breathing technique to focus on your breath going in and out, and you'll find that you've wandered off and your thoughts are there again. Go right back to your breath and focus on your breath because it may help you. Give a go.
Thank you for the email, Clyde, and thank you for tuning into The Barrington Show. You're listening to The Barrington Show that is aired here in Canada, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. I say that because you're listening from all around the world. Our show is here every Sunday at 3 until 5. It's The Barrington Show. We talk spirituality. Thank you.
Okay. Any other benefits here or tips that you have for us, Barrington?
I've touched on a lot of it. it talks more about just being relaxed and laid back, not as uptight. And like Clyde said, his brain is moving way too fast.
Yeah.
Meditation will slow that down. You know, you did ask for a bit of advice. It will slow you down. It will make, not slow you down as a person, but it'll make you more calm, cool, collective, and not worry about a lot of things. Because it's small little things that really sets us off.
Yes, and meditation helps you to restore a sense of wholeness and vitality and just feeling that you're centered inwardly and you can carry through your day with a little more peacefulness and a little more gentleness to yourself.
Yes. Yes, okay. That's definitely where you want to go, and it will help you out. And like I said, your friends are going to notice it most, probably, that you're a little laid back. When you're a little relaxed, more so than you were before. I'm not suggesting that you're uptight. I'm just saying I know that meditation will calm you down a little bit. So the better path, I believe, is the path of meditation.
And during the times of the day when you need to be thinking and have clarity and have your wits about you and everything, meditation helps you to bring in those resources that connect you to that higher awareness. So new thoughts come through, new ideas come through, and you're not so up and down with emotions because you're more balanced.
You'll be more stable, right? There's a whole sense of stability that occurs when you know yourself. The whole idea of this is to connect yourself and find the true you from within. So once you start to do that, you're more connected. You understand? You're more balanced. And a lot of things that were major concern to you doesn't seem to exist anymore because you found a new love. You know, you found something that's going to occupy your mind. And it's something you could do as you drive down the road. Don't close your
Whoa.
Eyes. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes.
You're finding.
Just concentrate on meditating and it exists around you, everything you do in your work, in your play, in driving. Don't close your eyes. And you will do this all the time, and it becomes a new path for you.
And you're finding more of you. You're finding more of what you are as a natural, organic creation and you being here on the planet. And if you're looking for a little bit more of a spiritual spin on this, you can connect with your heart, soul, spirit, and put those three energies together because they also help to give you the calmness to come in and for you to actualize what you're truly all about. Because you travel with the soul, you travel with the spirit, and you're here in this life extension connecting to your heart wisdom. So that's another way that you can meditate if you're looking for a little bit of a spiritual vein.
The soul is connected. You are connected. And like I said, once you are a mini of the universe. Well, you're not really. You're connected to all.
Smaller scale?
You're a smaller scale. And I said this earlier, by removing that lid, you're allowing yourself to be as big as, like the ocean. So we're talking about an ice cube versus the entire ocean. And when you allow that ice cube to merge into the ocean, then you're good as gold. You're ready to go.
Okay, so it sounds like what you are reiterating here and telling us is that we're so connected to everything and everything is connected to us. So once we realize this, then we're expanding our awareness. We're knowing that there is a higher awareness. There is knowledge and wisdom that comes from everything that is, everything that exists. So what I'm hearing you talk to us today about is making sure that we understand the oneness, that we're part of this oneness, we're part of this one family that you talk about actually in your book and in your teachings. So I love the fact that you are offering us this wisdom and guidance to meditate, to take the lid off, and to actually be able to connect with what one truly is at their source, at that one source that you speak of, at that cosmic dawn, and to really realize that there isn't separation. We're not separated from the whole. We're not separated from the oneness, which gives us the opportunity to understand what vitality is and wellness because we're meditating and knowing this goodness that dwells within us, exceptional importance that we are a part of. Thanks, Barrington. That's what I'm getting from what you're telling us today.
And folks, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with host Barrington and co-host Mary. And if you'd like to get on board, get involved, our telephone numbers are 905-725-1907. Anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, a special number just for you, 1-866-656-5477. Or if you'd like to send us an email with your questions or comments, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir. Well, we're back here again. We're talking about meditation. We're trying to get you involved in learning how to meditate and be a part of this great show. We're doing this for you, and we want you to tap into it and learn about meditation. I have talked about this method of meditating, and I've also mentioned that there are a lot of other methods out there, and people who has been meditating for a long time has their own way to go at it. I've got a book, and it's called The Awakening Ascension Guide, and you're able to find that in Amazon.com. In the book, we talked a lot about different methods of meditating, and if you're an advanced meditator, you'll also see other things that you could use, fragrance, ointments, sticks, incense,
essential oils
that will sort of clear the air for you.
Yes,
that's a good thing to say.
Your book, Awaken Ascension Guide, also has healing energies that you can use for meditation. So it's actually a meditation where you can draw in healing energies, and that goes along with the basic meditation guide and the advanced meditation. So you want to purchase also at Amazon.ca, just to let you know, and Amazon.com. So that's wonderful to have in the book. Okay, we have an email from Sam. Hi, my rules for the day for daily eating: eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. Those portions will help you with weight management, energy, and sleep. Try it. Thanks for letting me share. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam, for that. That's quite interesting. I got to say, though, it is accurate. You do want to have the small meal at the end of the day, as opposed to how a lot of us were raised to have the big meal at the end of the day, but reverse it. And Sam's...
That may help.
Sam's dead on right, accurate.
I have a question for you, and I might have asked it. I can't even remember because I was thinking of it today. What, for you, like explain through your experiences or your teachings, what does being still mean? Other than not moving.
Well, that's one, being still. Yeah. Being still is allowing the mind to settle. And as it settles down, you say it's in stillness or in still mode. Being still is the art of learning how not to allow all the busy thoughts or the activities of your day to take room in your brain. So allow yourself to allow all these things to pass through you and not stay with you. Being still is settling the mind.
Okay, so that's the relaxing and the calming.
That's correct.
Okay, and how about meditation for restoring the body's health, for rejuvenating energy?
Again, doing meditation will give you all the goodness of it. It will make you healthier.
Okay.
Because if you can imagine, again, all that's been bottled up in that little bottle for such a long time is now being released. And you're now being connected to all the goodness that exists. You understand? The free flow of the new you is now expanding its wings in the universe. So you will be healthier. You will definitely be healthier because you're connecting to the natural form of, you know, all that there is.
I notice when I started to meditate, at first, as the energy was moving around my body, I could sense congestion and sometimes emotion, not a lot of emotion, but emotion would arise. And I just let it go. And my energy kept cleansing and clearing and becoming stronger and stronger. And then after a while, I knew that the calm came in. and the rejuvenation came in. At first, I fell asleep sometimes, and I would try to keep myself awake. So I wish now that I had have actually slept, because it might have been what my body needed. And over time, I knew that I was checking in, and that I was something was happening internally, maybe on a metaphysical level. Something beautiful. I was feeling the sensations of calm and divinity and sacredness. I could feel that those spiritual movements within me, and I really began to look forward to my meditation. And I really, I don't know how to say it. It's just powerful. There's just so much beauty and power in meditating. That's my take on it. Okay. Okay, Steve. Steve writes to us, "Hi, my question, how did the two of you meet and start to work together? Just curious." Thanks, from Steve. Okay, you know what I mean? I met Barrington at a solstice celebration that I was facilitating for shaman work. And Barrington came up to the fire and sat down, and I looked at him and I thought, okay, there's a holy, powerful, beautiful, wonderful man. And we were chatting afterwards, and he came up to say thank you and to talk a bit, and was telling me that he had knowing of such information within him and books within him, and he was trying to bring them up to the surface. So I said, okay, I can work with you with that. And away we went. Is that now you say your take on it, Barrington?
It was a while ago. I don't remember much about it. It was very cold outside.
That's I remember that part.
Yeah.
So
thank you, folks. You're listening to The Barrington Show. We're here. We're here for you. We're talking today about meditation. We want you to enjoy an easier, relaxed way of life. We're getting people responding to us saying they can't sleep. They want to know how to get into meditation. They want to learn this. And we're breaking it down as simple as we can. And I said it earlier, and I'm going to repeat it because I apparently was very good. By meditating, you're removing the lid from the jar. And I said that earlier. I said that twice already. You're removing the lid from the jar and allowing yourself to merge and connect to all that there is.
Lovely. Okay. Did you have any other details with meditating that we could kind of go over or make sure that everyone is understanding?
Well, we've touched on the important parts of meditating. We've touched on what it will do, how it will change, how it will impact your life. We've talked about how often you should meditate, and I say as often as you can, but just to learn the art of it, you might just want to start out with a few minutes at a time, because it does take some time for you to build up the tolerance of sitting there of not having a thought that you're thinking about, and the brain will always have a thought, so, you know,
it's natural
that will happen.
And some people get like twitchy or they just can't settle. So that's why you're saying to start with 3 minutes and then add a few more minutes on after a few weeks go by. Is that correct? If you do have that sense where your body just doesn't settle easily?
Is
that why you're saying 3 minutes? Is that my big question?
I'm saying 3 minutes because it's something you're learning for the very first time, and it is a little hard.
Yeah.
It's easy to do once you've been doing it for a long time, but it is hard to, especially if your mind is very active and it's constantly going. It's hard to just sit there and not see, especially not seeing the results right away. So I would say start in a very small window and then expand that window a little bit more until you've nailed it.
Okay. We have an email from Cindy. Hello, can you please tell me more about the Awaken Center and what it is exactly? When is the next open house and where is it located? Thank you very much. Sorry, I stumbled over that, Cindy. Okay, so we do have a temporary Awaken Center near east of Toronto. Is that correct? Okay. And we are working on... Yeah, Barrington, you let her know what you want to do there, what's happening there, because I know you're busy. You're such a busy guy, and you're looking at moving forward.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's a temporary location. Do we have a date for the next meeting? No, not yet. Well, we've set up a place. It's an office that I've been using for many years in East Scarborough, in East Toronto, but we're not actively working on that right now.
We're getting through the winter months because people don't tend to drive out too far in the wintry months. We've had a lot of snow, so in the spring we'll be having an open house and setting everything up for you, and love to have you visit. Cindy, do you live in the Toronto area or in Ontario? Drop us an email at info@barringtonawaken.com, and we can definitely connect you to what's happening next.
Yeah, so thank you very much for that email, Cindy. And we are working on it. There's just so much that's going on right now. Our winter's here in the last couple of weeks.
Wow, it's been wild.
It's been really wild here, to the point where you don't want to leave your house. I barely made it to the office this week, just because it's crazy out there. We had a lot of wind and stuff like that. So
it has settled. Snow. Today's lovely.
Today's much better than the last couple of weeks.
Okay, we have an email from Adam. Hi, I know that meditation is great for your mental state, but does it actually do anything for our physical being? Thank you.
Well, if the mind is good, then the body is good too, right? Because if the engine of the car is running great, you can really go fast. That's what I'd like to say. Yes, it does do a lot for your body because it interconnects you to everything. And if you're stressed, it will relieve that stress. If you're thinking, if you're a lot of pressure, if you're a busy person, it will calm you down. And that usually, in my mind, it means you're a little bit more healthier because you're not going as fast or as crazy as you've done before.
Yeah, and when you're meditating, like I said earlier, you're releasing melatonin. And melatonin is actually wonderful for building up the immune system. And melatonin is an actual antioxidant. So as far as physically increasing your body's health, yes, meditation does. Now, you're also attending to the myelin sheath, which is around the nerve cells of the body or around your neurons. And when you meditate, you produce other chemicals and hormones that build up your myelin sheath, which is really important because it's the cover on your neurons, which are your nerve cells or your cell nerves. And that's important for the body to be communicating throughout your system. So when your body's communicating and you're aligning and you're producing proper hormones and cells and et cetera, and your immune system is being strengthened, then you're able to operate the body in ways that are more healthy. And you're also in a higher vibration. When you're in a higher vibrational frequency, the body's more active, the energy's moving, the blood flow is nice, and the nervous system is calm. So when you meditate, again, the myelin helps you to be calm because you're now protecting the nervous system. If there's any trauma or upset in the nervous system, meditation helps to repair the damage. So I hope that's a little bit of information with Barrington's that helps you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. And yeah, I hope that works for you. Physically, I don't know if it's going to build you a big, strong bicep. You may have to go to the gym for that. But as far as having a healthy body, a healthy mind, you're definitely going to win that way.
Nice.
So we're hoping that you're understanding what we're talking a little about meditation and it's doing better for you. We're also talking about it's allowing you to become more aware of yourself because you'll just get these answers that you didn't even know where they come from. You know, you're more exposed, you're more opened up, and people will just say things and you have an answer for it simply because you have removed that lid. But you will become more understanding of yourself. You will be more connected. Once you tap into that, it moves you into what we call enlightenment, right?
Yes, we become enlightened. And we can talk a little bit about what is enlightenment. Enlightenment is the ability to understand and relate to the fact that there is greater awareness. There is a path of understanding and truth and peacefulness and kindness and sharing. And in the ideas or the ideals of enlightenment, we want to come together and to be respectful to Mother Nature. We want to be kind to others. And again, we want to share that which we have that is extra. Enlightenment coming into those ideas inside of us that help us to connect to what we truly are from our original source into the understanding of what infinite is, what everlasting is, and our own sacredness, our own ability to understand sustainability in a natural and organic way, because that's how we're made. So that's how I see enlightenment. It is a path. It's a journey of knowing oneself as the true self and knowing what that actually means as we meditate, as we understand, and we move into those higher areas of greater wisdom, greater access to that infinite knowing, that power, that expression and creative energy flow. Does that make sense? Am I making sense here, Barrington? How are you doing
the
over
there?
The
journey through meditation brings you to enlightenment, and that's where we're heading. We want you to go there so you can understand what it's like to be more awake, more alert, more knowing. And that's what enlightenment is all about, just to be more awake. As its name suggests, right? You just want to be more alert, more awake. And through meditation, it guides you there. It takes you there. That's your journey. That's your step towards it. So enlightenment is just a better form of you. You become more awake. You know, try to imagine the subconscious and the conscious. It's almost as if you're going to be consciously aware while you drive with the subconscious mind. You're tapping in the two together, and you will be more alert at every level.
Okay, and you piqued my interest a minute ago when you said more open. And again, being more open to the truth, to what we are as one family, and to what we are as children of nature. I like the fact that you said open, like that. I lit up when you said that.
You're more exposed to all that there is.
Yeah.
Right. You have more wisdom, more knowledge, more, especially more knowledge of self. So you're more aware. You're more alert. So, yeah, you're definitely more open. You're more exposed to all that there is. We've been living in that small little jar for a very long time. A lot of us were. Living in that small little jar for a long time. Once you have that opportunity to expand and open it up, then you become a bigger self.
I also noticed with meditation, I began to relate to that calmness and that smoothness within. What was nice is being able to integrate it, because there's a difference between understanding something or knowing it's there, and then you transform into being able to integrate. And when you can integrate and move energy, that's very special for one to experience, and that's where meditation really begins to heighten one. And then you're up into those that higher awareness, because you are able to integrate. Your interconnectedness knows what to do. Your inner guidance system, that gut feeling within you, understands that there's something greater, there's something bigger and fabulous that's happening. And once you begin to integrate through meditation, that's when you get that real feel-good feeling, that awesome feeling throughout the day, and it carries you through day after day, week after week, because you don't lose the link. Like Barrington says, the lid on the jar stays off. And what we also can relate to this being is there is an ethereal sheath on the pineal gland. And when we meditate, the ethereal sheath thins and off comes the lid. So it does make a difference. Definitely daily meditation. I've been doing this for years. And when I was doing a lot of the shaman work, I was meditating for a couple hours every day. And that was, you know, it was important for me to have that. So if you're doing any kind of energy work, any type of healing on yourself, meditation helps. If you're looking to hone your own innate skills, your own abilities, meditation also helps. Everything, it's all around a whole great feeling of goodness.
Thank you. You're listening to The Barrington Show. We're getting close to the end of our show. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you've been paying attention to what we're talking about, meditation, and how it's going to help you, benefit you, and create a greater asset of yourself, a more positive you that's more laid back. So we talk about meditation. We are talking about enlightenment and what the whole process is. It's bringing you to a higher level of consciousness. And that's the whole reason behind starting this journey, taking these meditating classes or lessons and whatnot, move towards a higher consciousness where you're more alert of everything that exists on the planet, teach you more respect of the planet once you learn more about yourself. So the inner self becomes connected to all that there is, to everything that's out there, and you allow yourself to be an entity that exists here with all the wisdom that's available. So you tap into your own wisdom tree, and you'll see the amazing result of your meditation.
Okay. This is a question for you. Does meditation help people to cope with how they feel about other people, how they treat other people in the world? Like, does that, you know, we've had people write in and say that they want to have more patience to accept how other people are and how, you know, the ups and downs and the unhealthy and the healthy. Does meditation help people to cope with what is outside there in the world as far as what they're experiencing with other people?
It teaches you more tolerance. And if you do encounter somebody that you don't have great tolerance for, then that's okay. But it's going to make you cool, calm, and collective and relax, and you will definitely gather more tolerance of other people, maybe for your own self, for your own attitude towards you and how you see yourself and how you what you think about yourself. It will give you that positive feeling. But yes, it is going to make you more tolerant. That way you have more strength, I guess, to deal with those people who are doing negative things or saying bad things about you.
And that's because of the peacefulness that meditation brings through and the centering that meditation brings through. Is that how we are able to build up that tolerance?
You're more connected to a larger entity, to a bigger piece of the pie. Your fears will definitely go away.
So the
and
little
you
stuff.
Realize that you're not that small little jar.
Right.
You're actually the big, big planet.
Okay.
Earth, universe.
So you the little stuff doesn't matter. You're not focusing on the little stuff so much because you're realizing the beauty of all that is.
You learn more tolerance and you can tolerate a lot more. So the little stuff won't sweat you, or you won't sweat the little stuff as much. It's not as important.
Okay. All right. We have an email from Demia. Thank you very much for all of the advice today. I started off today with a small baby food jar, and I have now graduated to a large mayonnaise jar. I am relieved. Thank you. I have released. That's wonderful.
It'll take a little bit longer than an hour show to do that, but I appreciate you writing in and paying attention to it. And the whole concept is just for you to give it a try. Set yourself up to give it a go, and you inevitably, if you can understand the concept, the analogy of allowing what's within to flow out and connect to what's outside there, or vice versa, you know, there's no greater entity out there than you. So you are that big, powerful person. You just have to connect to your strength.
Okay, Damia, and once you graduate from the large mayonnaise jar, let us know, okay? That's awesome. Thanks for the story.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Barrington Show. We're winding down here. You're talking to Barrington and Mary with an I, and here we go. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Please join us and listen to spirituality. Today we're talking about meditation and how to rejuvenate yourself and move towards enlightenment, or more of an enlightened world. So this is The Barrington Show.
Yes, and next week we're talking about changing your thoughts changes your life. So join us from 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time next Sunday, and that's going to be a really nice, exciting look at our thoughts.
That's our topic. We've been asked many times as to what is the topic going to be. So we're going to leave that one with you. Thank you very much for joining the show. You're listening to Barrington Mary. We will speak with you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Yep, and check us out at www.barringtonawaken.com. Thank you. Sending the love out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.